All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our special shiur at the Mount Sinai Jewish Center. Thank you for inviting me to speak, and thank you for joining us this evening. So we're in the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. Rosh Hashanah is past, Tzom Gedaliah is past. It's a time that's really replete with meaning. We're coming up to Shavuot Teshuvah, of course, and already in a few days, it is Erev Yom Kippur. We went through Elul, we're going through the extra tefillos, we have the Slichos, we have the Avinu Malkeinu, we have Shir Masmi Ma'amakim, we have what we add in Shemon Esrei. It's such a time of introspection. Hillel says in Perkei Avos, Im lo achshav emasai, if not now, then absolutely when. And the time is absolutely now. And of course, if we sleep through this time proverbially, I always say it's possible to be awake and asleep. And of course, this is one of the themes of Sefer Yonah. We're going to be talking about a very specific theme of Sefer Yonah. Our shiur tonight is called Sefer Yonah, When the World is Storming, Who is to Blame? Does everybody have a source packet? Okay, very good. The sources are in Hebrew mostly. I will be translating them as we go through them. The pasuk says, "Dirshu Hashem bihi matzo." I'm going to tell you when you need to go to your handout, okay? Karu bioso karav, famous pesukim from Mishayo that you have heard of from Perek Nun. Hey, Dirshu Hashem bihi matzo. Seek him out. Seek out God where he can be found. Call out him when he is close. Ya'azov rasha darko. Let the wicked man leave his evil ways. V'ish aven machshavo sav. The sinful man leave his sinful ways. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein speaks about, based on the Rambam, that we have to leave our wicked thoughts, not only leave our actions that are evil, but also our midos that are evil. V'yashav al Hashem. We return to God. Yashav, yashuv, teshuvah. V'rachamehu. God will have mercy. And we will turn to Hashem, and we will return to Hashem, and we turn to Hashem, because He will forgive us. Imein anili. Mili says, Hillel, if I am not to myself, who will be for me? Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yadal, chapter 1, Mishnah 14. And Hillel says, if I am not to myself, no one's going to do the work for me. I cannot depend on somebody else to do the work for me. Ukasha ani la'atzmi ma'ani. And if I only live for myself, then what kind of Jew am I? V'imlo achshav, the achshav is right now. This time period of years, these 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, is the time period when Moshe went up to Shemayim for the third time, and he received the second set of luchos, and up from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, Salachti kivaracha anitzu Moshe Yom Mechaper. The actual day itself brings atonement. The power of the day. Salvechik speaks about time. Salvechik says that our time is not stagnant. Our time is not dead. Our time is not a mere day on the calendar year. Our time is alive and replete with meaning. There are good days and there are bad days. There are simcha-filled days and there are bitter days. There's Tisha B'Av on the one hand, and there is Simchas Yom Tov on the other hand. And Yom Kippur is a day when Yitzumo Shel Yom Mechaper. The Psukim say, if you look on your handout, please, the pages are numbered. Okay, so if you look on your handout, I'm at the top of page 1. We read this in Parashas Nitzavim, which is always read every year before Rosh Hashanah, where we have the mitzvah of Teshuvah, at least according to the Ramban. Vishavta ad Hashem Elokach. The pasuk says, you will return unto Hashem your God. Vishamata b'kolo. I'm at the top of your hand up, page 1. You will listen to His voice, like all I am commanding you today, you and your sons, with all your heart and with all your soul. Furthermore, we will read, so that's last week's Parasha Nitzavim, right before we enter Rosh Hashanah. And finally, in this week's Parasha Shabbashuvah, the Haftorah, we will begin with Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. See, that word ad makes an appearance again. Return Israel unto Hashem your God. Ki kashalta ba'avanecha, you have stumbled in your iniquity. Interesting word ad. What does it mean to return ad Hashem Elokecha? Why don't the psukim just say El Hashem Elokecha? It's a much easier lashon. It's a lashon. It's a language that makes much more sense. Why ad Hashem Elokecha, unto or intol Hashem your God? So Rav Soloveitchik says on this word ad, connecting both of these verses, one in the Haftarah of Shabbat Shuvah, which is coming, and one from Nitzavim, which we already went through. So of Rosh Hashanah is sandwiched between these two ads. Salvechik says, you will return unto Hashem your God. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The Medrash records the following conversation. I'm quoting from Salvechik. Israel says before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sha'ola, Master of the World, if we repent, who will testify for us? Who will testify on our behalf? I, said God, will testify for you. Ad, being seen as aid, witness. Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha, ki kashalta ba'avonecha, is seen as Hashem will be our aid. Hashem will be our witness. Our teshuva is accepted because God will be our defense lawyer in the heavenly courts. The prosecutor will say, she sinned. She spoke lashon hara. She was impatient with her children. She wasn't nice to the grocer. She had bad midos. She benched too quickly. The prosecutor would say, out with her life. And the Ribbono Shel Olam would say, aha, Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha ki kashalta b'avonecha, even though you sinned with your iniquity and you stumbled, aid Hashem Elokecha. You know who will be your defense lawyer in the courts? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha. God will testify on our behalf. Ribbono Shel Olam is an unbelievable power to change the past. Mortal man, I spoke about this last night in the shir in my community, mortal man can't change the past. I could regret the past. I could be very sorry about the past. I can't change it. I could say sorry 100 times. I can't change. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we undergo the process of repentance, testifies that we're a new person. We're a different person. The past is not as I wrote it. Furthermore, the Gemara records in Maseches Yuma a different explanation of Ad Hashem Elokecha. I'm still quoting Rav Soloveitchik. What does it mean? Great is repentance, says the Gemara. How great is Teshuvah? It reaches unto or until the throne of glory. What is the source? The pasuk from Devarim, Perek Lamed, Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, Vishamata Bekolo. So the Gemara says, so two different interpretations. The first one is on the pasuk from Hosea. God is our witness, but for our benefit. He's working for our God. He's working for our life. Second interpretation brought down by the Gemara, quoting Rav Soloveitchik, Ad Hashem Elokecha, great is repentance. It brings us unto the throne of glory. What is the source for the idea? This pasuk. Rav Soloveitchik says, what is the difference between Ad and El? We would expect it to say, V'shavta El Hashem Elokecha V'shamata Bekolo. Shuva Yisrael El Hashem Elokecha Ki Kashalta B'Avonecha. What is the difference between El, which means two, and Ad, which means in toll? There's a significant difference. El means I am going in a specific direction, says Rav Soloveitchik, but I'm not there yet. I'm going to that town. I'm going toward that resort. I'm going to that restaurant, but I have not reached it yet. I'm heading in a certain way. Not so Ad. Ad, the Gemara is explaining, means I have reached my goal. I can, kaviyacha, as if it were possible, actually touch the kisei hakavod, so to speak. And when the Rambam speaks of Teshuvah, says of Salvechik, he describes him as cleaving unto the Shechina. And this can only come about through the process of reaching the Kisei HaKavod. How may a Jew achieve the status, says the Rav, of Ad Hashem Elokecha? Reaching unto the throne of glory itself. Is it possible for a human being to cleave to the Shechina? Where does the Gemara ask that famous question? Sota Yudalit Aleph. So you have a stira. You should cleave to God. God's a consuming fire. Could you reach Mars? Could you land on the moon? You're going to be burned up. So what does it mean to cleave unto God? So Rav Soloveitchik says right here, is it possible for a mortal man to cleave unto the Shechina? What does it even mean? What is the Gemara saying? A union of this sort can be achieved through the renewal of the covenant forged with God, says the Rav, accomplished through the act of perfect repentance, which brings man not to El Hashem, towards Hashem, but Ad Hashem, unto our destination. Such is the power of Teshuvah. And of course, part of the process of our avoda, of our work during this time, is the integration, if you will, of Sefer Yonah into our Yom Kippur liturgy. It's very, very famous. The story itself is very famous. There's many layers and lessons hidden within the story of this Navi, the Navi Yonah. It is read by Mincha after the Torah reading. Yonah was, this isn't a biography story about Yonah, a shir. I want to actually extrapolate lessons from Sefer Yonah, but just al rega achas, Yonah was Ben Amitai. I just want to point out something very, very interesting. If you look at his name, Yonah Ben, names in Tanakh are replete with meaning, and you look at the word Amitai, actually it's on Yonah 1. The next source on your hand, that is the entire Perek Aleph of Sefer Yonah. So on the very first pasuk, Vayhi Dvar Hashem El Yonah Ben Amitai, the name is fascinating because it can be broken up into two words, a contraction of two words, Emes or Emet Hashem. Yonah is a man. Do you see that? Do you see what I'm talking about? It's very cool. Look on your hand down, please. Yonah ben Amittai. He is Yonah. Maybe he is biologically the son of a person named Amittai, but the scripture is telling us something much deeper. He is a man seeking the truth of who? The truth of God. I mean, I'm not making this up. It's right there. Divide the name into MS, and then Yud standing for Shem Hashem. So he's a man who is ultimately will find the truth, and sometimes the truth is uncomfortable, and sometimes we don't like the truth, and isn't that true, pun intended, when we stand on Yom Kippur and take a good, hard look at ourselves. We don't always like what we see. Yonah did not like the outcome to the story. He's not so happy. The people of Nineveh did teshuvah. It makes the Israelites look pretty bad. He doesn't want to do the mission in the first place. But ultimately, the truth will prevail. As the prophets of Israel teach us, Yonah ben Amittai, Emes Hashem. He had some time. It took him some time to find the truth. And we're going to really be focusing on Perek Aleph of the story. Yonah ben Amittai was one of the greatest prophets during the time of Yeravam ben Yoash, who reigned in the 600s before the Common Era. To be specific, Yeravam ben Yoash reigned from 646 to 608 before the Common Era. So we're talking about a prophet who lived more than 2,500 years ago. This is a story happened a very, very long time ago. Yonah enjoyed the king's benevolence. He was one of the greatest prophets. The king was a strong king. This Yeravam ben Yoash was a strong king who expanded Israel's borders as Yonah had said that he would. The king liked him. What is the summary of the story? The basic story we all know, everybody knows, the children in kindergarten make whales and they bring it home. You know, it's so interesting. While I'm preparing the shiur, which took me some time, Baruch Hashem, I also am reading a fascinating book. One of the pages on my website is called Recommended Reading. Everything on my website that's under Recommended Reading, I read before I put it on there. All the books. I'm reading a book called Jews of the Titanic by Ali Moskowitz. It's fascinating. Yesterday I was talking about it in a lecture and someone came over to me after the shiur. She's like, I ordered it on Amazon during your shiur. I'm like, I also ordered it on Amazon. Anyway, I'm reading it. It's very, very interesting. But it's interesting to be reading that story while I'm preparing the shiur about somebody whose ship is threatening to break up, who ultimately falls overboard. Hashem commands Yonah to go to Nineveh. The evil of Nineveh has risen before God. The city should be destroyed. Interestingly, Rosalvechik says this as well. Nineveh is a city of the enemy of Israel. They are not only not a Jewish city, they're not an Israelite city, they are an Assyrian city who sought the destruction of Israel. So of course Yonah doesn't want to go there. What kind of place is this? It's going to make the Israelites look bad. They're going to listen to me, he's afraid. They're not going to listen to me, he's afraid. And what kind of man am I? I'm going to an enemy of Israel. If he should succeed in his mission, Nineveh would be spared. They remain a constant threat to Israel. Yonah decides to seek escape. Let's look at Perek Aleph together, please, and then we will go and I'll just summarize Perek Beis Gimel and Daled for you. Everyone has a sheet? People came in after? Okay. Too bad the people on live stream don't have a sheet. That would have been smart to somehow load it to the website first. Okay. If you're at home, take out your phone. Look at Sefer Yonah, Perek Aleph. Vayi Dvar Hashem El Yonah Ben Amittai Lemor. Okay, the word of God appeared to Yonah, the son of Amittai. We already spoke about his last name, the prophets of God. Seek out them. Is everyone with me? I'm talking fast. Am I talking too fast? Okay. Kum, Leich al Nineveh, no introduction, we get right to the point. Kum, Leich, you know, I give a little introduction to the shiur. My husband says he loves to listen to Rav Heschel Schechter Shlita give a shiur, and I'm not comparing Chalid the Vachas at all. It's ludicrous to even say that. But he says when the Rosh Hashiva stands up to give a shiur, he begins with, so the Rambam says, and it goes straight into the shiur. So the Sefer goes right into the shiur. Here we have a prophecy. There's no introduction, there's no biography. The word of God appeared to Jonah, the son of truth, saying, Kum, Leich al Nineveh, Hahir Agdola, Ukrala. Get up, go to Nineveh, the great city, call upon her, because her bad has risen before me, stands like Sodom and Amorah. Vayakam Yonah livroch Tarshisha. Hey, Yonah gets up, he has a different plan, he thinks he could run away from God, he's going to Tarshish from before God. Fascinating to think that Yafo was, it's just fascinating to me personally, to see in our Tanakh, in scriptures, in the Nevi'im, that Yafo was a port city 2,600 years ago. Fascinating, important city. He goes to Yafo, he finds a ship, the ship's going to Tarshish, in Pasuk Gimel, he pays for the ticket, he goes down, he's going to Tarshish. It says, Vayered ba'levo imahem Tarshish, melifnei Hashem. No beating around the bush. Yonah, the Son of Truth of God is running away. Vashem heitil pasuk dal, they're not numbered, but please follow along with me. Vashem heitil ruach gadol al hayam, great storm. Vayhi sar gadol bayam v'haniya chishva lihi shaver, the boat is going to capsize, it's going to break up. Of course, if it capsizes and breaks up, they don't have lifeboats, they don't have life jackets, everyone's going to drown. Vayu hamalachim, the sailors are afraid. Vayizako, the parts that are in bold, we will get to later in the shiur. For now, we're just going through Parak Aleph together. Vayizaku ish el Elohav, everyone calls out to his avodah zara, and they start throwing vessels over the ship. They can't figure out what's going on. Lehakal melem, they want to make the ship lighter. Vayona yirad al yarkusei asfina, vayishkav vayiradam. Famous words, because so often when we talk about the book of Yonah, we talk about these words, because the Rambam writes that the shofar is meant to wake us up. Vayikov elav rav hachovel. So the captain comes, vayomer lo malach hanirdom, kum kra al alokachel. You're going to sleep, now's the time to take a nap. The ship is sinking, everybody's praying, they're throwing over their trunks and their suitcases, and maybe it's a boat that's transporting spices and ancient spice roots, and you're sleeping, call to your God. Maybe God will turn to us. Maybe he will be appeased by your prayers. Maybe you will accomplish something. And we will not all be lost. So of course, lesson number one is when the world is storming, when we could have called the shir Sefer Yonah, when the world is storming, don't go to sleep. But I thought Sefer Yonah, who is to blame, is the Nakuda that I really want to try and focus on. But Nakuda number one, when the world is storming, don't go to sleep. In some way, we can all contribute to the betterment of the world, even if all you can do, I'm putting that in quotes, all you can do is daven. That's not all you can do. That is tremendous importance. What does he even say to him? This not Jewish, idol-worshipping captain. What does he say to him? He doesn't say, try and steer the ship. He doesn't say, do you know navigation? He doesn't say, do you know the coordinates on the map? What does he say to him? Pray. Pray. How can you go to sleep when the world is storming? Did anyone daven for Hadar Golden and Oren Shaul on Rosh Hashanah? Did he daven for Ron Arad? Zachariah Baumel? Tzvika Katz? Did you daven? Don't answer. My eyes are closed. Malach HaNirdam, Kum Kra Al Elokecha, Ula Yis Asheis Lanu Elokim V'lo Nevad. What are you doing? Ooh, Yisheini Mishnasechem, wake up, you that slumbers, wake up, you that sleeps, we're about to capsize, you're sleeping, you're in battle. Rav Shimshon Pinka says, these days you're in battle, you're sleeping. Interestingly, we don't know what Yonah does. We know in the next parak, he spends 3 days in the belly of the ship, and parak Beis is all about his tefillah. But all we know now is, we don't know. What we know now about Yonah is, we don't know. Vayomru ish al re'ehu, one man says to his friend, let's go, v'napil goralos, let's draw lots. We better find out, why is this bad falling upon us? So they draw lots, vayipal hagora al Yonah. The lot falls on who? Yonah. Vayomru elav, so now they go back to him. Hagida lalanu. Can you please enlighten us? Asher lemi hara hazos lanu. Who are you? Why has this bad befallen us? Ma malachtecha, what's your work? Ume'ayin tavo, where are you coming from? Ma artzecha, what's your land? Ve'emi za'am ata, what nation are you from? How could the, you look like a good man, okay, you're a little lazy, you went to sleep, maybe you're tired, but you don't look like you're the cause of this tremendous storm. Vayomer aleihem, it was made into a song. Anyone knows the song by Benny Friedman? Good look it up on YouTube. Cool music video. Vayomer aleihem, ivri anochi. I'm a Jew. I'm going to tell you a fascinating story from Jews on the Titanic. This is a true story. There was a woman in third class named Leah Axe, A-K-S. Alternate spelling of her name is O-K-S, Ox. So maybe it's pronounced Leah Ox. She was sailing with her baby. She was in third class. She managed to escape from the belly of the ship. Third class passengers were held back. She made it onto the lifeboat deck. Okay? Which is really boarding first class passengers and some second class passengers, and men were restricted from entering into the lifeboats. And They were leading her towards a lifeboat, and a certain gentleman tried to get into the lifeboat as well. Rahman al-Sun, the lifeboat went half full. I just read one with 65 capacity, one with 60. They still wouldn't let the men in. There were five extra seats. They wouldn't even let the men in. So one man tried to get into the boat, and the captain, or the workers, pulled him off. The stewards pulled him back. They said, women and children, and he grabbed Leia's baby from her arms. He said, women and children, I'll show you women and children, and he threw the infant overboard. They managed to get her into the ship. The author of the book is Elie Moskowitz. They managed to get her into the lifeboat, and they lowered the lifeboat. The ship sank, and they write in the book, Elie Moskowitz writes, everyone in the lifeboats were inconsolable. The majority of survivors were women and children. They had lost their husbands, they had lost their fathers, they had lost their brothers, whoever they were still with. But no one, he writes, was more inconsolable than Leah Ax, whose baby was thrown overboard. The next morning, after spending the night, 712 survivors in the lifeboats, the Carpathia arrives on the scene and starts loading the survivors onto the ship. There was a lot of confusion. It was the days before instant communication, and they didn't know. They thought there were other lifeboats with other survivors. First, the news was everybody survived, and she's on the ship on the Carpathia, and the survivors are traumatized, and she's in complete shock, and she sees a woman holding a baby, and Leah Ax says, that's my baby. And the woman says, that's my baby. And Leah Ax says, that's my baby. And they start fighting. And the stewards on the Carpathia see these two women fighting over the baby. They take him to the captain of the Carpathia with the baby. The captain finds himself in a King Solomon position, Elie Moskowitz writes, and he doesn't know what to do. And they're both saying, it's my baby. And finally, the captain says, does your baby have a distinguishing feature that you can prove this is your baby? And Leah Ax thinks for a minute, and she says, I'm Jewish. And my baby's circumcised. And it was her baby. Ivri Anochi, Ve'asalokei Hashemayim Aniyari. It was her baby. When he was thrown overboard, unbeknownst to everyone, including her, he landed in a lifeboat on the other side of the ship. And this woman, for whatever reason, the trauma, I don't know. Anyway, she was reunited with her baby. Vayomer Aleim Ivri Anochi. We should never be embarrassed to be a Jew. We should always be proud to be a Jew. We think sometimes it will save us. Vafach. Ivri Anochi, Vasashem Elkei Hashemayim Aniyari, I fear God, Asher Asas Hayam Vesayabasha, who made the sea and the dry land, Vayiru Anashim Yira Gedola, and the men are very afraid, Mazos Asisa, what have you done to us? It's like when Paro took Sarah, Ki Adanu Anashim Kim Lifnei Hashem Hu Boreach, Ki Higid Lahem. Fascinating. Remember he said he's Yonah ben Amitai? At least he's truthful. What does he tell them? Hello? I'm running away from God. And here we come to lesson number three, I guess. Lesson number one, when the world is storming, do not go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. Yeshua Hashem Kerafayin, if Hashem wants Hadar Golden and Oren Shaul to be returned now, I shouldn't even say tomorrow, for Kavur Yisraelis, they could be returned now. But you have to do your part. We can't go to sleep. We can't go to the comfort of the belly of the ship while everybody else is in trouble. Lesson number two, we have to be proud of our heritage and proud of who we are. We should never be embarrassed to say, Ivri Anochi. Vasashem Elokei Hashemayim Aniyare. We should never be afraid, even if we're in a whole ship full of idol-worshipping people. I have to be proud of who I am. I'm Jewish and my child is circumcised. And she was reunited with her baby. Lesson number three. Ki milifnei Hashem hu boreach ki higid lahem. They said, listen, I'm running away from God. Now they're very afraid. Lesson number three. You're going to think it doesn't apply to me, but it applies to all of us. What is sin if not flight from God? What is sin if not flight from God? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is on his deathbed. Ba'u Talmid of the Vakro, his Talmidim came to visit him, and they find him crying. Patish Yisrael, Amud Achazag, Ner HaYemini. Why are you crying? You're afraid of death. Why am I crying? He said. They're taking me up, and there's two paths. Ve'eni Odeya, I don't know. Be'ezim Molichin Osi, which path they're taking me on? I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said he doesn't know what path. What should I say? He says, God is not a basar v'dam. I cannot persuade him with money. I cannot bribe him. Death is forever by God. Money has no effect on God. I shouldn't cry. So what do they say? Rabbeinu Barchenu, give us a bracha. So what does he say? What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai dying bracha to his Talmidim? Yehemora shamayim aleichem kamara basar adam. You shall fear God the way you fear fellow man. Ulavai, Rabbi, that's it. You know what he said to them? No, they said, Rabbi, Adkan, that's it. That's your old bracha. I should fear God like I fear man. What did he say to them? Ulavai, halavai. Because no, Sir Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when a man commits a sin, what does he say? Shelo yir eni ha'adam. If anyone's watching, I don't want to do it. I just read, actually, I was sitting next to my daughter, Baruch Hashem, I was sitting next to my daughter during the Rosh Hashanah davening, and I was showing her excerpts from a Salvatrix Machzor. It's an art school machzor, OU Press, with commentary of the Rav. If you don't have it, I also recommend it. It's also on my website, it's recommended reading, praying, I guess you could say. And I just showed her the story, Rav Yisrael Salanter, the Rav tells us over. She said she had heard it before, it's told over in many sources. Rav Yisrael Salanter was in a wagon, and the wagon driver looked around to see if anybody was watching. Nobody was watching, so he let his horses graze on some hay. Rav Yisrael Salanter said, "You're being watched, you're being watched." He said, "Oh, I'm being watched? No one's here." He's looking around, he says, "What do you mean no one's here? God is here." What is sin if not flight from God? I ask you if we're so different than Yonah ben Amittai. Moshe Emes, Viso Raso Emes. But what is sin? God doesn't see me speaking Lashon Hara, and he doesn't see me being impatient, and he doesn't see me doing X, Y, and Z, and benching too fast, and skipping the Alukas, and whatever else it is that I do. Fill in your own personal blanks. Because what's sin? In fact, what does Adam HaRishon do after the very first sin? He hides. He covers himself. They find some leaves. They hide. Soon we're going to be up. Bereishis, unbelievable. And God comes looking for him in the garden. Vayishmus, Kol Hashem Elokim, Misaleich Began, L'ruach Haya. And the very first question in the whole Torah, Ayaka, what are you doing? You think you could hide? You're hiding from me? I don't know. I was afraid. I'm naked. I hid. What is sin if not flight from God? And Adam and Isha were exiled from the Garden of Eden, and Yonah was exiled from his existence. And Rachman Litzlan, that's a strong Mr. Haskell from us, for us. What is sin if not flight from God? Because we think the Ribbono Shel Olam does not see, and we forgot what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai dying bracha was. You cannot run away. It's not going to work. But he was running away, and he told them, okay, the number one, don't sleep when the world is storming. The world's always storming. So the kids don't go to sleep. Number two, well, really, number one was Ben Amittai, by the way. Right? Don't forget his name, Emes Hashem. This is the mission of a prophet, to make sure that the truth of God is revealed in the world. Should be the mission of all of us. I guess we could say that that's number one. Number two, we said, was don't go to sleep when the world is storming. Number three, we must be proud of who we are and proud of our heritage, and we should never be ashamed to say, I am a Jew. Number four, we just said, I'm revising the Roman numerals because Amittai was really number one. Roman numeral number four is running from the Ribbono Shel Olam does not work. He will find us. Vayishmus Kol Hashem Elokim, Mesaleich Began, the Ruach Hayam, he's going to come, the fish is going to come, exile is going to come, something's going to happen. God's going to catch up with us. Vayamru Elav, Ma'ana Selach. Third pasuk from the bottom of page one. You know, Taka, what should we do? The Yishto Kayam Aleinu, we need some quiet. The sea has to subside. Kayam Holech V'so'ar, the sea is going and churning and white caps Vayomer Aleihim. Sa'uni, pick me up. V'hatilani Al Hayam. Yeah, I know what you should do. Throw me overboard. Vayishto Kayam Aleichem, the sea will calm down. Kiyodea Ani Kibishali Hasar Hagado Hazalechem. I know why this storm is happening. This big storm is happening because of me. Upon you, they're horrified, they don't want to throw anyone over, they're working so hard to row back to the shore, they can't, because the sea is going very, very strong. So they call out to God, and they say, please Hashem, do not let us, turn to the top of page two, please. We shouldn't be responsible for losing this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for innocent blood. You are God, whatever you want is going to happen. Second to last pasuk in Perek Aleph, Vayisu es Yonah. They pick up Yonah, they throw him into the sea, and immediately the sea calms down. Vayuha Nashim Yira Gedola, the people fear a great fear. We're talking about the sailors on the boat from God, and they offer sacrifices to Hashem, and they make promises. But this is Perek Aleph. We've had a number of insights already into Perek Aleph. What happens after this is not the focus of our shir today, even though it could be the focus of our shir today, of course. Vayiman Hashem Dag Gadol, there's a very big whale or some kind of fish that swallows Yonah. 3 days and three nights inside the belly of the fish, he's praying. Another important lesson of the message of Sefer Yonah, the captain already said to him, why are you sleeping? Get up and call to your God. Yonah inside the fish prays, and such an important lesson for the Yamim Noraim and now. I teach a lot about tefillah. I have many shiram on my Torah about tefillah. So this is less than al rega achas. But it's one important nekuda of tefillah that comes out specifically from Yonah. Sometimes we find ourselves in a negative matzav or a dangerous matzav by the doing of our very own hand. And maybe in those situations we think, why would God want to hear from me? I messed up. I ran away. This problem is because of me. I know with my Bechira Chafshis, I brought myself into a bad situation. I mean, had Yonah not gotten into this situation, he never would have been inside the fish in the first place. He ran away from Hashem. It's your fault. Isn't that what we should say to him? It's your fault. You think God wants to hear from you? Now you're praying. Maybe you should have prayed for Siyata Deshmaya when? Before you decided to run away. Now? Really? What does Yonah do? He davens. This is a specific nekuda of prayer that I want to point out. This isn't a shir on prayer. But it's a specific nekuda. By the way, all the reasons and ha'aros we're bringing out this evening, I'll help illustrate why Sefer Yonah is an integral and famous part of the Yom Kippur liturgy. Okay? It's a time of emes, when the melech sits on the throne of din. The absolute emes will prevail. It's a time when we must all wake up. It is a time when we should be proud to be the Jews that we are, to reaffirm our commitment ad Hashem Elokecha. It is a time to understand the koach of, it's a time to understand we can never run away from Hashem going into the new year, Davshin Ayintas, even if we failed last year, there's hope. Yesh tchar lepula seich. Tefillah. God always listens and always hears. How much so? Even if you're in trouble because you made a bad choice. Even, I'm not condoning bad choices. I'm not saying we should make bad choices, but we're basar v'dam. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. And in the ninth hour, what did he do? He ate from the Eitz Hadas. She ate from the Eitz Hadas. She gave him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And there was no confession. There was no bidui. There was no tefillah. There was no acknowledgement of sin, and they were exiled. But Yonah teaches us that even if you're in trouble by your very own doing, and sometimes things in life happen to us that we have no choice over. Sometimes things happen to us in life that we are not in control of. And sometimes things happen to us in life that we are very much in control of, and we got ourselves into a negative situation. And now we think, now Hashem wants to hear from me? And Yonah teaches you that yes, even then, the Ribono Shel Olam wants to hear from you. Even then, when you got yourself in trouble, God wants to hear. Power of prayer. Finally, page 2, the book of Second Chances. I am speaking much more in depth on the Second Chances on Sunday morning at the Engezer of Woodmere, Be'ezros Hashem. But just one nekuda. After Perek Aleph, with which we went through, and Perek Beis in the fish, and the fish spits him out, and he's prayed. Vayhi dvar Hashem el Yonah shenis leimor. You got another chance. There's rachamim. You messed up the first time, but nevertheless, kum lecha nimvei ha'ir gdola. Almost the exact same lashon. You didn't get it right the first time. But being a Jew is about second chances. And call out the words that I speak to. And this time Yonah gets up and he goes. Let's look at Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, please. I'm on your handout on the middle of page 2. All right, I'm going to read and translate everything. B'chamishi baruch Yonah mipnei Elokim. On the fifth day, Yonah ran from God. I will just tell you, I'm not sure the fifth day of what. I couldn't find it. I don't know what that means. If anybody finds out, feel free to email me. For purposes of our shir, it's not important. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm saying for purposes of our shir, we can go on. On the fifth day, Yonah ran away from God. V'lama barach. The first mission Yonah was sent on to Yeravam ben Yoash. His mission was successful. He went and he prophesied that the borders of Israel would be expanded. The pasuk from Malachim tells you, and I gave it to you in your footnote. Does everyone know where I am? I'm on page 2 of the handout. You can see the full pasuk from Malachim. And he said he returned the borders of Israel from Mavoh Chamas as Yonah ben Amittai gave a nevuah. That was his first mission, and it came true. Pam Shniya, third line of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Parak Yud. Pam Shniya, Shachal Yerushalayim Lahachriva. The second time he was sent to Jerusalem to tell the people Jerusalem will be destroyed. Kevan Sha'asu Tshuva, Kosh Baruch Hu Asa Kruv Chasadav. God made a canopy of kindness because the people in Jerusalem repented at this time. V'nicham Al Harad, Nicheim, the real meaning of Nicheim is what? Not to be comforted, it's all shir in and of itself. What does Nicheim mean in the Torah? To reconsider, to change your mind. God changed his mind, thank you very much, about the evil. He didn't destroy the Jerusalem. V'hayu Yisrael korino, so Navi Sheker. So Israel's laughing at Yonah. Ha ha, your nevuah didn't come true. Pam shlishi shalchu l'Ninve. So this is his third nevuah, and he sent his third mission. He sent in Ninve. Dan Yonah din beino l'bein atzma. Yonah made a judgment between him and himself. It means in his head, he's weighing his options over here. He doesn't really have options, but in his mind, he has options. Amar. I know this Assyrian people in Nineveh, they're close to Teshuvah. Achshav osin Teshuvah, v'akosh baruch sholeich ragzo al Yisrael. If they repent and Israel goes back to their bad ways, God will send his wrath onto Israel. V'lo dai sheYisrael korin osin navi hasheker. It's not enough that Israel will call me a navi sheker. What's going to happen? Ela af of de kochavim umazalos. Now the umas ha'olam are also going to call me navi sheker. I'm going to go tell them, od arbaim yom Nineveh. They're going to all repent in sackcloth and ashes, and then they're going to say, ha ha, he's a liar. Amitai, he should change his name to Yonah ben Sheker. Hareini bo reyach li lemakom shalom namar kvodo sham. You know what I'm going to do? He made a judgment between him and himself. Two sides of himself are having a discussion. I'm running away to a place where God's kavod is not applicable. Ima shamayim namar kvodo sham. I can't run to the heavens. I can't take a spaceship up to shamayim. I can't go to Mars. I can't even take an airplane because the pasuk says, Al Shemayim Kivodo, if I go to the heavens, God reigns in the heavens. Al Ha'aretz Ne'emar Shekvodo Sham, I can't stay on dry land because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Milal Ka'aretz Kivodo, the earth is full of God's kavod. Hareini Boreach Li Lamakom Shelo Ne'emar Kvodo Sham. I'm running away to a place where God has no power. His kavod, his honor, his glory does not reach. Where is that? Well, we know he's in Shemayim and we know he's on Aretz. Where is he not? On the sea. Third line from the bottom. Yarad Yonah leYafo. V'lo matzam sham ani eliyarad ba. Look at this. He gets to Yafo, and there is no ship for him to flee in. V'ha'aniya sheyarad ba Yonah. Haisa rechoko miYafo. Mahalech shnei yamim linasos es Yonah. Initially, this ship, which he bought a ticket on, was not even in the port of Yafo. It was 2 days sailing out to sea. It was giving Yonah a test. Maybe he would reconsider and realize that what? He needs to go home. There's no ship. Maybe it's a sign from God. I was just preparing a shir. I don't remember which shir. I was in the middle of preparing a shir. And I wanted a source from a certain magazine, a Jewish magazine. And I realized that I already put it in a recycle. So I said, it must be a sign. You shouldn't be quoting that source in your shir because I already put the magazine in recycle. And the ship is not in the port city because I didn't go to recycle. I didn't take it out. I didn't include it in the shir. The ship's not in the port city. Why? It's a test. You should realize there's no ship. Maybe Hashem's sending you a sign. You're not meant to sail to Tarshish. Ma asa kosh rechu bayonis persistim b'derech shadim motze leleich mamo lichinoso evi ala ruch sa'ara b'yam v'echzir v'liyafo. Yonah's not leaving the port. So God, Taka, brings the ship back to port. V'yara Yonah v'samach b'libo. Yonah's so happy. The ship came back. Achshav, he says, Ani yodei shadarchim yoshe lefani. Oh, I know I'm going to be successful. This is going to be a kishmak mission. I'm going to be a mazel de kashu. I'm sailing ahead. Perishu mahalach yom echad. Last source on page 2. They sailed for one day. Va'amar aleim ruach sa'ara bayam, miyaminam umismolam. It sounds like bayam suf. Va'amayim hayalahem chom, miyaminam umismolam. There was a storm in the sea on the right and on the left. V'darach kol ha'anios ovros v'shavus b'shalom, b'shtikos hayam. There's a storm over one ship only. All the other ships are sailing on quiet waters, peaceful. Isn't that fascinating? There's one ship under cloudy, stormy, thunder, lightning, white cap waves. All the other ships are sailing peacefully. Vahaniya sherad bayona haisa bitzara gedola, as the pasuk says. Vahaniya chishvali shaver. So you would think that everybody realizes, and at this point they do realize, it's all because of Yonah, and it's threatening to break up. All the other ships are very peaceful. Imagine in your mind what we're saying. You're in the gorgeous blue Mediterranean Sea. I remember as a child when Arut Sheva was an illegal radio station and we went to Israel. I must have been 11 years old at the time. And they were broadcasting from international waters in the Mediterranean Sea. And we took this little boat. I still have pictures of it. Not exactly like climbing from the lifeboat into the Carpathia. That's a bad joke. La Havda of Alfei of Das. But we took this little boat out to the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, which is a Arut Sheva boat. And we had to climb a ladder. I can't believe I did this as I'm talking about it. We had to climb a ladder up from the little boat into the Arut Sheva radio. It was started by Katsula. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay. Amazing. Okay. What?
It's a long time ago.
Yes. I said I was 11. It was a long time ago.
I didn't
okay.
mean
what?
That.
Younger than me.
Okay. Yonah ben Amitai, the truth must ring free. Emes Hashem, even if it takes us a little bit of time to find that truth. Malach anirdam kum kra al alokacha ulai yisas sheis lanu alokim v'lo noivav. Do not sleep when the world is storming. If you didn't daven for Adar Golden, and you didn't daven for Aron Shal, Yisroes Hashem Kerav Ayin, and Ron Arad had a baby when he was captured, and Tzvika Katz and Zechari Bama, at the very least they should be zochet for Yisraelis, you still can daven for them now. Not too late. Ivri anochi v'asokei shemayim ha'aretz v'anira. I'm a Jew and my baby is circumcised and Leah Axe is reunited with her baby. We should never be afraid of the people that we are and the destiny that we all share. Power of tefillah. Even if you did it because your bechira was bad. Bechar de bechayim l'man tichil, we read in Yitzhakim. But you didn't make a good choice and now the Yetzer Hara comes and he festers in your wound of self-pity. Oh, you think now you're going to daven? You made such a S-T-U-P-I-D choice. Now the Ribbon Shalom wants to hear from you? Don't even pick up your sitter after such a sin. It's not true. If Yonah said that, he would still be in the fish. He davened. Even if, ad kedei kacha, you did it to your very own self. You made a bad choice. Shalom wants to hear from you. It's never too late to pray. The book of Second Sanctus. We looked at the first psukim of Parak Gimel. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, not in that order. Aseres Tomei Teshuvah and Elul are all about second chances. And now I want to talk about the last Nakuda, which is one of the most powerful insights I have ever heard on Sefer Yonah. You don't need your handle yet. Yes, you do. Just joking. Go back to page 1. When the world is storming, who's to blame? Let's look back. Right. Let's go to Pasuk Hey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Please just count down to Pasuk Hey. Vayu Hamalachim. Okay. Okay. And the sailors were very afraid. Okay. I was seeing something interesting. What's the root word there? This is just an aside. When I learn, I really unteach. I try very much to focus on Sharashim. What would you say is the root word?
Salt.
I can't hear.
Salt.
Salt. That's what I'm asking. It's not a trick question. Okay? Mam lamed chas. Something interesting. I don't know if it's true, But maybe because they catch fish, and to preserve things, you need salt. Maybe that's why sailors, in this case, are called malachim. I don't know. I'm just telling you a thought. I mean, that's the show, Rosh. I'm not like making that up. I think that's an interesting nekuda. That's totally an aside. Vayiru hamalachim, vayizaku ish al alohav. They all call out to their gods. Vayatilu esakelim asher ba'aniyah. They start throwing things over. In the Titanic book, the people start throwing over chairs, and they hope to use those as makeshift rafts. Until help arrives, those people all drowned. We spoke about this already. He goes to sleep. The captain comes and he says, "Why are you sleeping? Get up, call to your God. Maybe we'll be saved." And they say, "Let's draw lots. Why did this happen?" I translated these all before already. The people are very afraid. He tells them he's running away from God. I forgot to mention that in the recap before I started the last lesson. What is sin if not flight from God? Never a good idea. What should we do that the sea will quiet down? Second to last pasuk on page one. Vayomer aleihem, sa'uni v'hatileini na'al hayam, pick me up, throw me overboard, the sea will calm down, I know that this storm is my fault, they don't want to do that, they're nice people, who wants to throw somebody overboard? Finally, they throw him over. Keep that in mind. In the early years of the establishment of the state of Israel, in the early 1950s, a group of Haredim, I don't mean that with any political connotations that it has today. I mean that as right-wing, what we would call ultra-Orthodox Jews, came to the Brisker Rav, Rav Yitzchak Zev HaLevi Salvechik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And they said to the Brisker Rav, "We know why there are so many problems today in Eretz Yisrael with the enemies and the wars and terrorism way before Yehuda and Shomron and the Golan and Azar were captured. There was terrible terrorism. It's a myth that it is because we went over the Green Line, the Hebron massacre, Rahman al-Atsan. They've been killing us since the first wave of Olim." They've been killing us before that. Since the first wave of Olim have gone back. "We know why there are so many problems," said this group to the Brisker Rav. "It's because of all the Chilul Shabbos. It's because of the secularists, the Chilonim. If they would keep Shabbos, if there would be no Chilul Shabbos," before y'all start screaming, please let me finish the story. "If there would be no Chilul Shabbos, we would have no problems in our state." So the Brisker Rav said, let's look at Sefer Yonah together. And he opened up to Perek Aleph. And he said, Yonah's the only guy, I don't know the exact Lashon that the Brisker Rav gave it over, but I'm going to give it over in my Lashon, but it's not my insight at all. There's one man on the ship who's a Yirei Shamayim. One. He's on a ship full of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The first mitzvah of Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, is don't do Avodah Zarah because they also have to believe in the Almighty God. There's one person who's able to say Ivri Anochi, Vasalokeo Shamayim Aniyari. Maybe Yonah could have said to them, they say, Hagidan Alanu, Ba'asher Lami Harahaz Oslanu. What should he say to them?
It's your fault.
It's your fault. You're all Ovdei Avodah Zarah. I'm a Navi. God talks to me. My last name is Eres Hashem. You know why there's a storm? Because you're all calling out. You think that Avodah Zarah is going to save you? The sun god, the moon god, the Mediterranean sea god. It's your fault. Of course we're almost capsizing. If you all convert, Geshmak, we'll be saved. Vayomer Aleihem. Last, second to last pasuk on page one. Sa'uni. Vahatileini el hayam. V'yishto kayam me'aleichem. Ki yodea ani. Ki bishali hasar hagadol hazeh. It's my fault. I'm responsible. Clearly the answer of the Brisker Rav to the sect of a group of Haredim, and I don't mean that with any political connotations, I'm stating a fact of the group who came to him. The answer of the Brisker Rav was, don't worry about Derech Chol HaShavuos. Worry about yourself. Yonah's the only guy on the whole ship who could say Ivri Anochi. To quote you, I'm sorry, I don't know your name. It's your fault. Yonah ben Amitai. The bird of peace, the son of truth of Hashem, has the courage to say, it's me. This is one of the most powerful insights on Sefer Yonah I have ever heard in my entire life. There can be machlokas in a home. Please, I am not talking about, I mean, it's very clear, cases of chalila v'chas abuse when there needs to be psychological, medical, rabbinic intervention. I'm not talking about machlokas on that level. Don't start bringing me yotzei min haklal. There is machlokas in a home, in a relationship, in a friendship, in a shul, in a kehila. And everyone is so quick to say, it's their fault. To point a finger and say, I know why the relationship is sour because of you. I know why the people in our shul can't get along because of you. I know why there's a break-off minyan because of you. I'm Shomer Shabbos. I'm a Yiri Shamayim. I got it right. Ah, I'm talking to myself. Why do we read this? I don't want to bang my shtender. I'm going to break it. Why? I do want to bang it, but I don't want to break it. Why do we read it on Yom Kippur? Because Pashut, we need to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I clap, I'll chait. I got to stop worrying about the guy next to me and his aviros. I need to look in the mirror as I am. I need to be brave enough and courageous enough to proclaim the truth of Hashem like Yonah ben Amitai. It's not you. It's me. It's unbelievable. The impact of such change, of course, the beauty of such change, is that when we can admit that it's us, we will ultimately influence others. Turn to page 4. This author is unknown. Some say it was some monk from a lot of years ago. It's a famous poem. You might know it. Top of page 4. When I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I found it was difficult to change the world, so I tried to change my nation. When I found I couldn't change the nation, I began to focus on my town. I couldn't change my town, so as an old man, I tried at least to change my family. And now, as an older man, I realize the only thing I can change is myself. I began by quoting Hillel from Pirkei Avos, Perek Alf, Mishnei Yadad, Im Ein Ani Li, Mi Li. And suddenly I realized that if long ago I had changed myself, I could have made an impact on my family. My family and I could have made an impact on our town. That impact could have changed the nation, and then indeed, I could have changed the world. And I want you to turn back to page 3 and look at the second source. Unfortunately, we don't have time for the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. You might know the story. We don't have time to go through it right now. You're welcome to take the handouts home with you. They have Seamus. I do not have time. I don't have anyone who helps me with my work. I don't have time to change all the Seamos, which is Shem Hashem, into Hey with a line instead of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. If you're not going to keep it, we have to make sure it's disposed of and discarded of properly. If you want it, it's yours. But please be aware it has Shem Hashem. Please look at Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer on the bottom of page 3, 10:10. The last thing we said is that ultimately, if I can change myself, if I can look at myself and stop worrying about the guy next to me, it's me, said Yonah. It's me? It's absurd. He's the only Shomer Shabbos. He's the only Jew. He's the only Yirei Shamayim. He should have said, it's you! But we saw author unknown. When I change myself, I actually have the power to change others. and bring good to the world. Let's see how the story of Yonah, or at least Perek Av, concludes. Ra'u ha-melachim es kol ha-osos v'ha-nifla'os ha-gedolo sh'asa kosh baruch hu'im Yonah. The sailors, remember that cool insight, root word salt, they saw fish. They saw all the signs and the wonders and the great things that the Almighty did for Yonah. And they saw Yonah, the personality who didn't blame them, but took personal responsibility and accountability for himself. Miyad amdu v'hishlichu ish es Elohav b'yam. What did they do? Not from preaching, not from admonitions, not from saying it's your fault, there's Chilul Shabbos. From saying it's me and what can I do to improve, they were influenced for the better. They took their Avodah Zarah and they threw them overboard. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, I gave you the footnote, and Rashi actually there, and I bolded it for you, right? You have a footnote? Where am I? Yeah, I'm on page 3. You see the footnote? You can look at it for yourself. Shanemar, Mishamrim, Havle, Shav, those who guard worthiness and nothingness, Chasadam, Ya'azovu, their kindness, they leave. Rashi, their quotes, Pirkei, the Rabbi Eliezer, that this is proof that the sailors, they thought that those Elohav, those of Elazar, did chesed with them, realized its futility and threw it overboard. Line 3. V'chazru li'Yafo, what did they do when they got back to Yafo? How impacted were they by Yonah? V'alu li'Yerushalayim, Umilu es besar olasam. They went up. They were ola l'regal, and they all did bris mila. Shen ne'amar vayiru ha'anashim yira gadola es Hashem vayizbichu zavach l'Hashem. V'chi zavach zivchu. Did they actually bring zavachim? V'alo e'mekabim zavach. Isn't it true that you don't accept a zavach from he who is ovdei kochavim u'mazalos ela zehu dam bris shehu kedam zavach? They were so impacted by Yonah and what happened on the ship and by his admonition that it's him and not them, that through his focusing on himself, what was the consequence? Not only did he repent and do teshuvah, but
he
indirectly influenced them. Now that I'm older, I realize that if long ago I would have changed myself, I would have been able to change the world. They threw their Avodah Zarah overboard. They went up to Yerushalayim. They all did brismila, v'nidru, v'shamu, lahavi ish, es ishto, v'es kol shalo, liyuras, elokei, Yonah. They vowed to bring them and their families under the belief of the God of Yonah. V'nidru, v'shamu, v'aleim, hu omer, alageirim, geirei, tzadak. Unbelievable. You know, the most common reason given that the story of Yonah is read is because of the story of Tshuva, of the people of Nineveh. Let's note how deep this sefer is. We did not even touch upon that yet. Sefer Yonah, when the world is storming, who's to blame? What's the answer? It's me. Let's just finish with this very beautiful quote from the Rav. Last source on page 4. Again, you can keep this. It has Shemos. Be careful. You could go through Maseches Avodah Zarah, Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph by yourself. When a man sins, he becomes impure, says the Rav. How can he then have the impudence to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Last source on page 4. The answer is that when man sins, only his exterior sins. His hidden self, his soul, his true personality, it never sins. It remains pure. Teshuva is possible because as far as a Jew may stray, it is only his external self affected. In the recesses of the soul, Elokai Neshamesh and Asata Bi Tahorahi, there is a spark that can be salvaged, that remains unaffected, that can always return home. Say for Yonah is the book of second chances because as far as Yonah strayed, God took him back. Teshuva is all, I should have underlined this line for you. Teshuva is always possible because a Jew is never totally lost. Even if he thinks himself unredeemable, even if you got yourself into trouble and you think God doesn't want to hear you. In reality, the inner self remains pure and untouched. And from that pure and untouched source, you can daven even from the belly of the ship when you got yourself there in the first place. The sinner represents a pseudo personality, an exterior self, man's one true aspiration. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem, osa avakish. Shifti be'eis Hashem, kol yamei chayai, lachzos b'noam Hashem, ulevaker b'heichalo. One has one true aspiration. It supersedes all other goals. That is to draw near to the Almighty. Mountains of ash may hide the soul. Mountains of sin. Ayaka. Hamina eitz asher tzivisicha levelti achalta mimeno achalta. I don't know, it's not me, it's her, it's not her, it's the snake. Mountains of sin may hide the soul. Mountains of ash may conceal the burning ember, but nonetheless, the pure soul within continues to burn. All a sinner must do is shake himself out of this state. Wake up! Malcha nirdam, kum kra al alokacha. Uru yeshenim mishnasecha. We must wake up and identify with our real self, with our inner self. Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha, ki kashalta ba'avonecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam will always be our witness for all the reasons we discussed. He is ready and waiting. Ad yom moso techakalo, ki mishuvo midarko v'chaya. I wish you all a meaningful Shabbat Shuva, an uplifting Yom Kippur. Ashreichem Yisrael, mi mitahar eschem. Avichem shebashamayim, says Rabbi Akiva. Ras Mishnah, Numa. And you should all, and your kehila, and your friends, merit a gemar v'chasim ha-tova, ashan ha-tova, umivirachas, ima al-shem kol mishal ha-slib ha-tova, amin v'amin. Does anyone have questions?
What's the book?
Oh, I didn't get to quote from it. I was going to maybe quote.